Good morning and welcome to the fifth season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand,
Sawadee Krap,
and of course the rest of the world. Well, I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I want to talk about today is the weather. The weather in Thailand, it's all going sort of a little bit crazy at the moment with all the floods down in Pattaya and floods in Bangkok and all the flooding up in the northeast and everywhere. So, it has gone a little bit crazy. So what I've decided to do today is just to talk about the weather in general. So come on, let's do it. Well, in a way, I suppose you could say that Thailand itself could be described as a sort of like a tropically humid for a majority of the country for most of the year. But the area of the north of Bangkok has, in a sense, like it's like a bit of a different climate, and you've got up in the northeast is slightly different sort of climate. So sort of like, let's say, like in the northern regions, the seasons are sort of defined between November and May, where the weather is sort of like mostly dry, and however, it's always broken up by the rain, and into the sort of periods of November to February and March and May, latter of those sort of periods as sort of roughly sort of higher temperatures, really, to be honest with you, and not directly, but it does have its seasons of rain, people always sort of say this, when would be the best time to visit Thailand, could it be July to October? Most of the rainfall is sort of accumulated on average, and the humidity averages around about 90% in a way, but temperatures ranging from, I think about sort of 29 Celsius in a very sort of like a rainy day in Bangkok, on the whole, really, the climates are good, to be honest, who minds a bit of rain? I mean, I found that when I'm living in Bangkok, it tends, or anywhere really in Thailand, it tends to get really hot before it actually starts to rain. And when it rains, sort of like the heavens open, and then you've got a period where it gets hot again and you can get dry. But currently, at the moment in Bangkok, it is a total washout, pretty much the same as everywhere else in the country. And, I've always got that concerns. I think I've mentioned it on previous podcasts of drain covers lifting and falling down into a drain cover hole, never to be seen again. That's not really a good way, but the people, the Thai people, do they put up with everything? Young woman walking, and she's almost walking in waist deep water, and she just turned around and looked at me as I was sort of like standing up out of the water, and she just goes, "I don't care." And I think really that to me just sums up the will of the people, really. Just didn't care. Yeah, in a way, the weather can be quite sort of like unpredictable. If you're going to the islands, the weather, mainly in Thailand, around about, so let's say we're going in November as an example, has an average temperature range from, about 25°C to 32°C, but at the start of the dry river sort of season for most of Thailand, November is a great time to get out and start doing a bit of exploring, you know, like the national parks, which there are many, and they are really, really good. They may cost a little bit more if you've got your Thai girlfriend. She's going to get in slightly cheaper. And, you know, that's just the way it is. It's a bit of a two-tier pricing system. But I would say that was quite a sort of good time to go. Islands, I would say certain places, let's say islands, temperatures, central Thailand, Bangkok, Hua Hin, that sort of thing, begin to drop through November. And the average temperature is probably a bit more of a pleasant sort of, well, let's say pleasant, it's still quite high, about 27 centigrade, you know. So, but moreover, the wet season would soon be upon. And I tend to find actually up in the northeast of Thailand, where we've got a home, my wife Kong is that it does get, well, you're gonna laugh at this, gets down to maybe sort of about 19, and that's the cold, you know, that would be sort of t-shirt weather normally for most people. And my wife is going further moaning how cold she is at that temperature, you know. So don't really get the sort of minuses that we do in the rest of the world, so to speak. Yeah, but myself personally, I don't mind what weather. Sometimes I you know, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, sometimes you get caught out. I was caught out in Bangkok and got a bit of a story, and I know how much you love the stories, of course. But you know, it's just very, very. Yeah, I'm pausing. It depends what you like. If you like a rainy person, you like rain, you've got rain. If you're a sunny person, you've got sun. So I think it's pretty much there for everyone. Well, as I say, we've reached this sort of time in the show now where I'd like to welcome all the new listeners to the podcast. It's absolutely fantastic to have you with us from all over the world. It's amazing. And I'd like to say a big thank you to all our existing listeners. Now, you might not have noticed, or you probably have noticed, that we are doing a subscription-based. We got those subscription just to I shall be doing more content, and we've had quite a few of you actually signing up to it, which is like making things even more exciting. And it basically is going to be some music, but I have to think a little bit about whether I will continue with the music. There'd be news, and there'd be sort of like very sort of popular sort of like topics, the conversations and things which are current in Thailand at the moment. And there are lots of interesting things that are going to be on the special edition of the podcast. So I'd love you to get involved, and I can create more and more and more. So anyway, I'm going to carry on talking about Thailand's weather, and really, in a sense, possibly the difference between the weather in, let's say, Bangkok and the sort of type of weather you get, say, on an island, let's say, or let's pick on Koh Chang, that type of thing. So they're sort of the climate, yeah, they are different. Well, you know, like I was saying, the difference with the weather in Bangkok, as a for instance, but we'll come a little bit later to talk about maybe Koh Chang as a comparison. Now, I always find that Bangkok is quite humid at the best of times, and you can always tell when it's about to rain, because you just get that sort of feel in the air, and the temperature goes up sort of quite a bit, and then you realise that, you know, you should be rushing to get your Mac and everything else like that. And of course, when it rains in Bangkok, it rains, and it does rain, and it has been raining actually. It's been quite sort of quite bad. But when you get over to maybe Kaohsiung, it's the same thing pretty much, because it's obviously not as hot, because it's not a city. It's still subject to sort of real sort of like just sort of tropical sort of weather. But, you know, and, you know, I've been in Kaohsiung when it's been really, really, really hot and blistery hot. And it's best that you don't go out when the sun is at its highest point. And I've been there where, you know, I've seen the water cascading down, you know, obviously to do with stories and everything else like that, which I will give a couple of stories, and one of them is about Kaohsiung and the weather there. So, but, you know, in general, it's going to be okay. You know, I would say look up on current weathers and things like that, and just sort of just keep a very good eye on the weather, and, you know, things won't be so bad, I don't think. So, yeah, anyway, I think I'm going to do a story or a couple of stories, because I know you love the stories.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, these couple of stories I've got. One is actually quite recent, this year. And I was actually out in Bangkok. And I knew that the weather was changing, but I wanted to go and eat and have a drink in this particular bar that I knew. And I thought, well, seeing as there's so many 7-Elevens about, I couldn't be bothered to walk in and get a little Mac. And I did sort of end up regretting it, because it really did start to rain quite hard. And but funnily enough, I thought, well, let's just innovate a little bit, because there's a little bit of a walk back to where I was staying. And I thought, do you have a rubbish bag or a bin liner type thing? And they said, yes, we have, but what do you want it for? So there I was. I stuck my head through it and made a little hole for my arms, and it covered over, well over, well, the exception of my head, of course, over the rest of my body. And I was dry by the time. Well, saying that, this is the part of the story, sort of dry, but of course it was sweaty, wasn't it? So I was wet, not because of the rain, but I was wet because of the sweat. But, you know, the thought was there. And of course, that's a Bangkok story. Now, Kaohsiung story. Me and Kong, we'd gone into this really, it was quite a few years ago now, we'd gone into this really nice sort of bar and restaurant that we know. And normally that is like, we step over like a little tiny bridge or a little tiny, well, not even a bridge, it's just a little tiny sort of stream, I suppose, really. A trickle, a step over type thing, you know, and step into and up to the sort of bar and restaurant area. But, you know, it's got pool table, and we both love playing pool, so we were playing pool there. And we thought, we heard the rain, and we thought, oh, we're gonna wait for it to pass. And you know, it really, really was raining, really quite sort of heavy. And so much so that they actually had to make a sort of makeshift bridge so that we could actually sort of get across and get out. And it really, really was that sort of a case. But we both enjoyed ourselves. We had a laugh. It's a good memory, of course. So anyway, this is the end of the podcast now, and it's so lovely to have you with us. And like I said earlier on, it's just so exciting with the special edition of the podcast now, and I have so many sort of plans for the extra content. And the subscription fee in the UK money is 99 pence, so it's, you know, for the whole month. So you know, and I'm just going to cram it with content. This is really what I want to do. So anyway, as I always say, stay safe. Love you all.